97.3, fourth one.
Last night I was home alone. My wife works a late shift on a Thursday quite often, and so I was home alone and I was watching the news, and it finished about 7 o'clock, and the one show came on, and I'm like, I'm not watching this. I'll tell you what, because it's Halloween, I'll watch a film.
Okay.
So I went on to the old Sky movies to see what was on last night, and about the fourth one in, I thought, oh, I've never seen this. I'll put it on. Because everybody always talks about it. Arlene talks about it. My wife Amy talks about it all the time. In fact, every girl that I've ever met ever has talked about this film, and I've never seen it. It was The Notebook. So
right.
So I pressed play, and I missed the first 3 minutes, but to be fair, I didn't really miss much. And it's Ryan Reynolds, isn't it?
It is.
And Rachel McAdam, ding dong. Oh my God, if I'd known she was in it, I would have watched it years ago. So I sat there watching it, and it must be, what, an hour and 45 minutes or so?
Probably.
And it's the last 15 minutes that's the real killer, isn't it?
It is a little bit, yeah.
And my wife came in from work with about 20 minutes to go, and she saved me, because I was just about to... I had to man up really quickly. I was watching it, and then she came in and she went... Oh, you're watching The Notebook. And she was almost in tears before she sat down. So, you're watching The Notebook. Oh, Ryan. Oh. And I sat there and I fought with every iota that I have.
Yeah, you're in the brace position, weren't you?
Yeah, like, brace. Oh, I'm just going to go make a cup of tea, love. Off I went. But my God, it's sad, isn't it?
It is sad, but I think what's more sad is that on a night out, when your wife is away and you've just got the dogs for company, you're watching The Notebook.
The Notebook on my Todd in the house. I want pelters. Feel free to send me a text. Give me a hard time. 64100. Yeah. Start your message with
Mind Studio. Mind you, my favourite bit of that film.
No, don't give it away, because you might give it away.
No, I won't. I won't give it away. It's the lovemaking bit. You know, when he... sweeps her and she's dripping wet and carries her upstairs with the trousers around his ankles.
Yeah. Although that's a good point. How did he get up the stairs? Because to be honest, if I try and walk halfway across my bathroom with my trousers around my ankles, I fall over.
You never tried walking like a penguin? It's quite a challenge.
Yes, but not carrying a woman up a flight of stairs. It's ridiculous.
Oh, he can do anything.
Martin, you also watched a film last night. You were home alone last night.
Yeah, well, because it was Halloween, I thought, you know, I'll stick on a scary movie.
Yeah.
You know, just to watch before I got to bed.
Yeah.
So I was flicking through Sky Plus, all the on-demand movies, just to see what I could watch.
What did you end up watching, Martin?
I ended up watching Toy Story of Terror.
No more said.
Did you sleep with a light on?
I had to.
Yeah.
I had no option.
It's okay. Yes. It's Ryan Gosling. Yeah. Not Ryan Reynolds.
Either would be fine, though.
Arlene doesn't mind which Ryan carries her up the stairs like a penguin.
Yeah.
I would love just for that to happen once. I mean, it would be nice. It's too late now. My husband's back isn't up to it.
If you haven't seen the film The Notebook, right? Ryan Gosling, they're in a yacht, or not a yacht, a little canoe thing, a little rowboat.
And it starts heavily raining.
And it starts chucking it down, and they rush back to the house, and obviously they sort of start the process of...
On the jetty,
all the way up the thing, into the house, and then she takes his trousers down, so they're still round his ankles, and he picks her up, and he carries her up a flight of stairs. In real life, that's not going to happen.
I mean, that's a health and safety issue.
He's going to fall down on the first thing, she's going to hit her head off the light fitting.
Yeah.
The banister's going to come flying down, isn't it?
That's a whole new sad ending, isn't it?
They should have just ended the film there. Would have saved us a fortune in hankies. Oh, stop it.
Boogie in the morning. Back Monday morning from 6. 97.3.4.